Another glorious day here in Lyons, Colorado, land of bluegrass. And if you've been to a lot of rocky grasses over the year, you know they like to pair up some pickers for some great collaborations. And Noam's been putting out some great solo albums. They always have a fresh look and some sparkle to them. His newest has a little more of an intimate feel. And of course, Stuart Duncan has played on so many sessions and projects over the years, he probably needs a card catalog to keep track of all the tracks. And no mystery, they've won a lot of awards from the IBMA and their Grammy winners. So let's see what they've cooked up today. About a nice hand from Noam Pokelny and Stuart Duncan.
Thank you. knows what I've gone through. I'd give all I own just to have you back home. I'm lost, a lonesome fool.
Afternoon. Welcome to Rocky Grass. People have probably already welcomed you already. In case you're just walking in, just for the throngs of people who are coming for this set and no other music this weekend, there's a lot of you, a lot of people who only want to hear just this and nothing else. Welcome to the set. We love it here. That actually hasn't been said. Nobody from the stage has confessed their love for this festival over the last few days. Just trying to be original here. What else hasn't been said? It's really beautiful here. Gosh, Colorado folks, it's been 5 years since we've played here at the Rocky Grass Festival. And, you know, we essentially have adopted the policy that if we don't get to play at Rocky Grass, we're just not going to play anywhere else in the country. We kind of put this thing back together this year. We did some touring in March, and we figured that if Rocky Grass is willing to have us, then we can go play some music out there in the rest of the world as well. I got in just yesterday, and all kidding aside, this is such a special place. It has an incredible lineup here this year. Just getting to hear Larry Sparks, and I'm With Her back-to-back, Sam Bush, that was just profound. How about Larry Sparks every year at Rocky Grass? Just don't leave the premises until they agree to that. Peaceful protest, folks. It's the only way to make a difference. Stuart, you've been here for almost a week, right?
That's right.
Man, I don't blame you. It's, you know, just to acclimate the hour time difference from Nashville is brutal. How are you feeling?
I'm a lot better now.
You're looking sharp.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure that we looked nothing alike or ended anything the same way today.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, our fashion arrangements are like our song arrangements.
Well, actually, I've been here for a whole week, known because I was here teaching at the Academy. Thank you very much. It was big fun. And I ran out of clean clothes. That's the rest of the service. So. Or I'd be in a black suit as well. Thank you very much. So we covered everything at the Academy geographically that I could muster and that Brittany Haas could muster and everyone else that was involved could think of about talking about all of the geographical differences in the states from the Texas contest fiddling to the West Virginia fiddling, Tennessee fiddlers, and of course the lesser thought of California fiddlers, and at least in the contest world. But we didn't cover some of the older influences that led to all of those, like Scottish fiddling. So we'd like to enter that world for just a few minutes here.
But you didn't cover everything.
We didn't go back very far, really.
No refunds, folks. It's over.
There's so much music's just been made in the last 10 years, you know. But this is a medley of a song from Scotland, and also will include a song, an original of Noam's. You want to tell him anything about this? You want to wait till we've played it?
I prefer to not even talk about it.
Okay, let's just move on then. We're like the Smothers Brothers up here, it seems like, already. Yeah, half the audience is going, yeah, what's that? They didn't take time to tune, though.
Thank you.
have a song here from a songwriter named Pierce Pettis. I love this song, but I want to make it clear, since my wife's here this weekend, that somebody else wrote this song. Thank you very much.
Well, I have been an outlaw all my grown-up life. Just ask my former in-laws, just ask my former wife. Living from a suitcase, standing in the rain. You can keep the house, baby, I will keep the change. There have been some changes, I will testify. It's just another chapter in my life of crime. In my life of crime. I have held some people up, I have robbed the stage. With my trusty six string, I have made them pay. They smile and give me money, they smile and give me praise. I make out like a bandit, and then I steal away. To a lonely hideout that no one can find. Making plans for my next caper in my life of crime. In my life of crime. Well, I chose this life as much as you chose me. I know that I'm an outlaw, but there's honor among thieves. Hanging on the wall, I've stayed just out of reach of the long arm of the law. And of the law of averages, of the laws of fate, I know my days are numbered, the laws must be obeyed. And though I stay two steps ahead, he's just two steps behind. Making sure I never rest in my life of crime. In my life of crime.
About a year and a half ago, called up Stuart Duggan because it was time to make another solo banjo project, and I've leaned heavily on Stuart's playing over on my records over the last decade or so, and I asked Stuart if he was available to make this record, and he said he wasn't. It's kind of put me into an existential crisis, and I was angry. Stuart, I was angry.
I think it's healthy for that to come out.
And I kind of figured that if Stuart Duncan was going to play on my record, nobody would play on my record. To hell with everyone. I'll just make it myself. And so that's what I did. I made a solo record that really changed the world, I think. Maybe not. It's called Universal Favorite. And we're going to play one of the tunes off of that record right now. Stuart, are you available to play on this next track with me?
Yeah, I was wondering where you were headed with that, or should I just kind of...
just want to talk about being angry. I wrote this one while hanging out at Vermont. In Vermont, went up to Vermont. Okay, smattering of applause for Vermont. Vermont is like the competition, like Colorado and Vermont. That's like, right? Isn't that like the Bears Packers? Like you guys are just like fighting to the hilt for who has like better outdoor lifestyle, who can live greener. Sorry, I won't mention Vermont again. Anyways, I was at this wedding. I didn't mean to piss you guys off. It's just a state, all right? Sit down. People are leaving any way they can. People are getting in the river to leave. Oh my God, it's just a state. Anyways, I was up in Vermont. My wife's brother was getting married and everyone was out drinking. And I stayed in my hotel room and wrote this instrumental because I know how to party. It's called the Moortown Hop. Thank you.
Years ago, band I've been a proud member of for nearly 35 years, the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Thank you. We came to be acquainted with the great artist John Hartford during the 80s and 90s. Powerful artist. He wrote a song, wrote the words to the song that Bill Monroe had written the melody to. They collaborated on this one. It's called The Old Riverman Blues. Legend has it that when Bill Monroe came to John with the idea of him writing words to this, he imagined the song being at the tempo, the melody he'd written being at the tempo of the paddle wheels of a steamboat hitting the water. John was a riverboat captain, so that fit right along with his songwriting. Old river man's lonesome, old river man's blue. He's working on the river with the river man blue. On the Lakeview Highway, that's the riverman's home. And home is where the heart is, and he's all alone. But when he hears that steam whistle blow, he can feel the river in his soul. Old riverman's lonesome, old riverman's blue. He's working on the river with the riverman blue.
John Hartford song. Jeez, man, it's one of the great disappointments of my life is that I didn't get into John Hartford's music until I was in college. Started playing the banjo when I was 8, and it wasn't until I was in college that I listened to John Hartford's music. And that was because John Hartford factored heavily into my parents' record collection. And I figured that if this guy was in my parents' record collection, he couldn't be very cool. Couldn't be any good. There were no Flat and Scruggs records in my parents' collection. There were no Nashville Bluegrass Band albums in my parents' record collection. No Bela Fleck albums, but all these awesome musicians, but there was John Hartford, and so I figured I didn't even check it out. I just figured he couldn't be any good. My parents like him. Push him by the wayside. Boy, was I wrong. And I'm admitting it here in front of all you guys. And it just makes me wonder. Yes, please applause everything I've done wrong. Thank you. Sunday Confessional with Norman Stewart. Norman Stewart. It's not an easy one, folks.
Starbucks name.
Yeah. But it wasn't only John Hartford. I wonder what else I pushed, by the wayside, just because my folks were into those things, John Hartford, but also books. Books are amazing. Folks, check out books. Reading. It's coming along. Michael Dukakis. Boy, am I late to that party. What a guy. I'm not the only one here at the festival this weekend who's called out Michael Dukakis, I'm sure. Anyways, it's my fault. I'm admitting guilt. We're going to play a tune right now from one of those guys that is absent in my parents' record collection, Bill Monroe. This next one happens to be on a record that Stuart and I made a few years back. I called up Stuart asking if he would play on this banjo record, and I told him the concept was Noam Pikelny plays Kenny Baker plays Bill Monroe. That's a huge ask. Asking a fiddler to do an album like that, especially Stuart Duncan. It would have been the equivalent of Stuart calling me up and pitching an idea for a fiddle record called Foggy Mountain Banjo. Been a real head-scratcher. But he agreed graciously to play on it. He was available that time, thank God. And we're going to play
one
of those tunes.
That was a good idea just then.
we're gonna play one of those tunes. This is The Wheel Hogs. Thank you. Stuart Duggan.
Noam is a multi-instrumentalist. Not only does he play the five-string banjo, the six-string banjo, and when he breaks a string, he then again plays the five-string, or the four, in this case, the four-string banjo. It may not look exactly like a banjo, and because it isn't exactly a banjo. Would you care to enlighten the folks on the origin of this oddity? This very old-looking... Is it an instrument?
This is technically a tricone four-string plectrum guitar, folks. They're sweeping the nation. I'm sure you're the first one on your block to get one of these things. I found this in a music store in Nashville, Grun Guitars, and I played it and I thought, wow, that's an interesting sound, kind of ethereal, built-in reverb to it. I was pretty drawn to it, but I put it back on the shelf because it just seemed like it would be too much of a novelty purchase to buy something like this. And besides, you know, our show is flashy enough as it is. And so I put it back, but the sound of it stayed with me. It haunted me. And I decided to do a little bit of research. I Googled it. And I found that the leading expert on these instruments, he'd written extensively on these national metal-bodied instruments made in Los Angeles in the 20s, and he said when this particular model, this four-string tricone plectrum guitar, when it was introduced in the early 20s, that it served no musical purpose whatsoever. And he went on to say that remains true to this day. And when I read that, I thought, I have to have it. So I went back and bought it. The more you know.
So we'd like to feature this oddity on this song, which I was drawn to when I first heard it by the great songwriter Hugh Prestwood. This song's about the oldest living thing on earth.
Joe Biden.
No.
Sorry.
Living thing. Nah, sorry.
You threw gas on that fire, man.
Yeah, I know. It could get worse from here. You know, you never know.
I'm really good at setting the tone for these songs, right?
Yeah, this is a really sensitive number that we just ruined. This body of mine might be. It would soon start to nourish the roots of that tree. Then it would partake of the essence of me. And who knows what's found as the centuries turn? Some small spark of me might continue to burn. As long as the sun does continue to shine down on the limbs of the bristlecone pine. Now the way I have lived, there is no way to tell. When I die, if I'm going to heaven or hell. But when I'm laid to rest, it would suit me just fine to sleep at the feet of the bristlecone pine. Way up in the mountains on a high timber line.
Singers have told me that be careful that high altitude with your high notes. And boy, it seems to be just the opposite of an issue for me. Low notes, wow. I didn't know you had to think about that too.
Best not to think about it.
Nolan, would you like to play an original piece for the neighbors?
Yeah, it's about time. We're going to play a tune off of a record we made about 8 years ago called Beat the Devil and Carry a Record. Beat the Devil and Carry a Record.
It's very
meta. Meta album. Beat the Devil and Carry a Rail. One of the most popular records of mine in Colorado, obviously. Gauging from your response.
Yeah, I've been hearing several cuts around here as ringtones from that record. It's very popular.
This one's called Milford's Reel.
When Noam called me to play on this record, I was okay, you know, but he said I have this original song, and so he kind of showed me the basics of it, and then when I got there, he said, oh, by the way, you're kicking it off. All right. So here it goes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of people aren't aware that Noam Fatone is also a talented vocalist.
I hope someone's recording the show.
And to further distract everyone, he's added the six-string banjo to the equation.
And the crowd goes wild.
I heard somebody just now go, "You mean like Keith Urban?"
Taylor Swift?
This is the 1923 Bacon and Day Taylor Swift model. Signature model.
Or her bluegrass name, Tater Swift.
There's no end. Folks, this is a tune off of Universal Favorite. I first heard John Hartford sing this song. I thought, oh, another great John Hartford song, but I followed the trail of breadcrumbs and discovered that this is actually a tune that Roy Acuff cut, put on an album of his in the 1960s that he so humbly titled Star of the Grand Ole Opry. Gotta love the humility in album titles. This one's called My Tears Don't Show. I've tried to hide the grief within my heart and to conceal the pain that hurts me so. Every time somebody calls your name, I cry for you, but still my tears don't show. For my heart is big enough to hold a million tears, along with all the memories I treasure through the years, sweet memories that make the teardrops flow. Although I cry for you, my tears don't show. I've cried and know how much I've cared, but when I'm blue, no one will ever know. When memories make me cry, my tears don't show.
In the early 90s, when the earth was still cooling, I did a solo record. And here's one from that project that I'll ask Pickles to help me with, a little medley.
one that I learned, the first song I learned, first tune is learned from Art Stamper, Rushy Fork of John's Creek, and the second I learned from Ali Bain, the great Scottish fiddler, and it's called The Mason's Apron. We learned at the academy it's important to be in tune before we start. And to pat your foot so that the rest of the band knows what tempo you're going to play.
Just pick this up to make sure it's in tune.
We do care, thank you. Thank you.
sad, we was parked. I knew broke my heart. I'm drifting like a ship lost at sea. In a world of despair, it's so lonesome there. Why don't you come back to me?
Lonesome, lonesome,
I need nowhere. Now you say it's best we part, even though it breaks my heart.
I'm lost and I'll never find a way.
You'd be true, no one else would ever do. I believed you with all my heart and soul, but you broke every vow, and it's all over now. I'm left in this world alone and cold.
Lonesome, lonesome, I'm in nowhere.
Now you say it's best we part, even though it breaks my heart.
I'm lost and I'll never find a way.
Like a ship lost at sea, in a world of despair, it's so lonesome there. Why don't you come back to me?
Lonesome, lonesome, I need no way.
Now you say it's best to part, even though it breaks my heart.
I'm lost and I'll never find a way.
Thank you, folks. Collaboration between myself and Stanley Brothers there. Waveland into Lost, I'll Never Find a Way. Folks, we're going to play one more song for y'all. This has been a wonderful experience, as always, being here at Planet Bluegrass. And it's just icing on the cake to get to play here on this stage. Really love this place. Thanks for being here. We really wanted to finish big. We wanted to do something really over the top. And the plan for a while was to reenact a significant portion of the movie Smokey and the Bandit, a great dramatic film that is very dear to both Stuart and I. Logistically, that just wasn't going to happen. We were really hoping to make that work. I don't know how Nick Forster was able to get horses back here a few years ago, but anyways, folks, we're going to have to settle.
It was the semi-truck that they had problems with.
Yeah, it was the semi. I couldn't drive the semi on stage like Jerry Reed used to do. Jerry Reed, of course, the snowman from Smokey and the Bandit. Also, yeah, that's as far as we got, essentially. He was one of the great guitar players and country artists, and he made a couple great duo records with Chet Atkins, and we're going to close with the token Jerry Reed number for you right now. This one's called Stump Water. Thanks so much for listening tonight, this afternoon.
Yeah.
Those of you who came just wanting to hear us, I highly consider maybe sticking around and having an open mind for the rest of the day. Rhonda Vincent, Del McCurry, leave before Punch Brothers, for the love of God, though. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Stuart Duncan.
Norfolk County.
It's been a pleasure. Cheers. Stay tuned for Rhonda Vincent and the Rage. Enjoy. Cheers.